I guess it's a pit too.
Okay. What about the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
It's a whole peach. Hmm? A whole peach, you
mean? I mean, there's one kind that the flesh is real tight against the seed.
Oh, I don't know that kind.
But did you ever hear of a clingstone peach or free seed peach or pressed peach or
Yellowstone peach or is it freestone peach? Just the peaches in a can, that's all.
What about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making
dried apples.
Do you ever hear them called snits?
No.
And what different kinds of nuts grow around here?
Pecans. I don't know what other kinds. People. I don't know. I guess other kinds grow, like walnuts and the rest of them, but I know pecans grow down here. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see a walnut just off a tree?
No.
You know, it's got two coverings on it, or did you?
A pecan does.
The walnut.
I never noticed on a walnut. Not off the tree. You know, uh-huh. Just noticed that one shell.
What about the kind of nut that grows in the ground?
Peanut.
Any other name for them?
No.
And the kind of nut that's shaped kind of like your eye. You'd use it in cooking, maybe.
An almond?
Okay. And what different things would people grow in a garden?
Vegetables.
And what different?
All kinds. Well, like, you could grow your seasonings, like onions and parsley and mm-hmm. garlic and vegetables like tomatoes and cucumbers. Melatons and potatoes. Melatons. It makes a vine, and from the vine it makes a vegetable, and it's pear-shaped, and it's bumpy, and you usually fix it like a squash.
They call it
a melaton.
Melaton?
Mm-hmm. It's usually green, and the inside's green, and it tastes pretty good when, you know, you cook it like a squash. You put your meat in it, usually shrimp or something to season it with. And smother it down.
Does it looks pretty much like a squash?
A squash usually has, it's round or something like that. But it's not very big. It's about like this at the biggest.
About
and
big
it's pear-shaped,
head.
Yeah. And it's sort of pear-shaped. Small at one end and large at the other. And it has a seed in it, I think. Does it have it? Yeah. It's got a seed in it. Yeah, it's got a seed.
What about the kind of onion that you pull up and eat?
Little green onions.
Uh-huh. Any other name for them?
Just little green onions. Shallots.
Mm-hmm. The kind of tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Cherry tomatoes.
And little red thing that grows down in the ground.
What little red thing? A beet? Radish?
Okay. And along with your meat, you could have a baked
potato.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Irish potatoes. Well, white potatoes and red potatoes. There's still potatoes and they got sweet potatoes.
White potatoes and red potatoes, are those
Irish?
Yeah,
it's just, Irish potatoes, I guess, one of them's red and one of them's white. They all potatoes to me. Mm-hmm.
What different
it's just
kinds
the
of
color texture of the skin.
Mm-hmm. What about sweet potatoes?
That's more of a yellow vegetable, an orange vegetable mm-hmm. that you bake either in the oven as a whole potato or like when you peel it and use syrup, you could cook it in the oven like that, like candied yams or something.
Mm-hmm. Is a yam the same as a
Yeah,
potato?
It's a sweet potato.
Is it a kind of sweet potato?
No, it's just the way it's cooked.
Mm-hmm. With the syrup and.
Mm-hmm.
What about something you'd use in a gumbo?